word of God is light. The word of God is truth. The word of God is life. Join God's servant, Apostle Jonathan Shekoinah of Family Worship Experience International, as we journey into the reality of kingdom truth.
Lift your hands and bless him. Lift your hands and bless him. Lord, we give you all the glory and honor. Blessed be the name of this great King. Blessed be the name of this great King. Rabba Shada Bako Sabalana Baranaba. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right, I want us to pray one prayer before we sit tonight. I want you to pray and say, Lord, set my spirit on fire. Thank you for what you did yesterday. I know virtually everybody was here yesterday. Thank you for the experience of yesterday. But a songwriter said yesterday is gone. Today you are in for another experience. Can you pray in 1 minute? Lord, set my heart, set my spirit on fire. Can you pray this in 1 minute? Wherever you are outside, come and pray. Come and pray. Lord, set my spirit on fire. Set my spirit on fire. Set my spirit on fire. Habarada bashade bako sabalada besha. Come on outside and show your praying. Outside and show your praying. Set me on fire tonight. Lord, I came ready for an experience. An experience with the Lord tonight. Kabarada makosa balatiaka. Barata babashata kebeleda priendeka. Rababashata kebeletia. Lord, set me on fire. May I never recover from the experience of yesterday and today. Shata barada dadabasha. Bande rabashate kabalada dadabasha. Come on, 30 more seconds. Are you praying? Or you are tired already? Father, we thank you. Take us deeper. Take us deeper. Teach us the ways of the deep. Show us the path of the ancient. Take us deeper. Take us deeper. Please teach us the ways of the deep. Teach us the ways of the ancient. Tonight, take us deeper. Take me deeper. Teach us the ways of the deep. Will you teach us the ways of the ancient? Lord, our hearts are open tonight. Our spirit are set tonight for a visitation, for a shift. For an encounter, an experience with you. Rada barada baso prestige lekati. Ramba la tembros kopele kebila kapakasha. Yeda da 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 bosha da dia. Abaradia nina shadaraya. Oh, we love and honor you, Jesus. Oh.
Oh, 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 you are glorious beyond this creation. Eternity, you're the Spirit of grace. You are glorious beyond this creation. Eternity, you're the Spirit of truth. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Can you just lift your hands wherever you are for a few minutes? Just lift your hands. If possible, just be still. Lift your hands to heaven. Lord, we are here. We are here. Meet us, meet our hunger, change us, transform and empower us. Thank you, glorious King. Just come close, come close, come quickly. Allow them, ushers, break protocols. Allow them, come, come. Allow them to be very fast about it. You can just sit on the ground if you're comfortable. Just ensure you make yourself comfortable. Please come in. Father, we thank you. Worship him in the spirit wherever you are. Don't be distracted. I know you might not be very comfortable where you are, but please just honor him, worship him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yala baradia shana. Yala baradia shana. Yala baradia shana. Da 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 da.
just tell him how much you love him.
Except if you're holding your Bible for those who are in between, but if you are free, your hands are free, hold the hand of someone. If your hands are not free, please don't bother, just be fine. Please, gospel, adjust the keyboard.
Spirit move all over our midst. Spirit move, oh, Spirit move.
You will just whisper it, don't shout it to him.
Over me, Spirit move, Spirit move, Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the living God.
There is something that will happen to you. Just ensure you are sincere as possible.
Spirit move.
Spirit of God, we love you. We honor your mighty presence in our midst. Lord, tonight we ask that bless us, inspire us again with your word, and let no one remain the same. See the sacrifice of your people and honor us tonight. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Alright, please, can you just be still? And if possible, close your eyes. Just be still wherever you are. Just be still. Lord, refresh your people. Just help the person. Everybody's an usher. That's why I say hold the hand of your neighbor. If the person is under the anointing, ensure you try your best to help. Ushers cannot walk now. Please, ushers, just mind your business. Just be still and be calm. Precious Spirit of God, minister to your people yourself. Minister to us. I'm seeing certain people who are not yet baptized with the Holy Ghost. The Lord is going to baptize you right now. You will begin to pray in other tongues. You will begin to pray in other tongues. It's a baptism of the Holy Ghost. I see a few people who have long desired this. Hands must not be laid on you. Right now, the Spirit of God is going to move in this place. Increase the strings, please. Increase the keyboard. Let the Spirit of God move in this place. Baptize people afresh. With the Holy Ghost and with fire. With the Holy Ghost and with fire. You've not been baptized. Right now, receive it. Open your mouth. You begin to pray in tongues. Help this lady. Help her. Help her. She's having it already. Right now, a baptism of the Holy Ghost, wherever you are, under the sound of my voice. You can't pray in tongues. Right now, a baptism. Receive it. Receive it. The Bible said they were gathered in one accord, and then there appeared upon them as of cloven tongues of fire, and they began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. Right now, receive utterances. Receive utterances. Open your mouth, is given to you already. Pray in other tongues. Pray in other tongues. Receive it, a baptism of fire. A baptism of fire. A baptism of fire. A baptism of fire. Rama raske balata kaya. Rababa shate kabalata kaya. Baratama shila barada bata kaya. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. You have it already. You have it already. Shama Rama
Just be still. One more moment. You are filled already. There is going to be a fresh release of His presence. Many of you have not felt the warmth of God's presence before. And many of you desire a fresh touch. Just wherever you are, just be still. One more moment. And then if possible, close your eyes. Don't be distracted. Whatever it is that is happening outside is for our good. Just be calm. Lord, give your people a touch. I see some of you at the back, at the extreme back. Lord, a touch of the Spirit. 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 Visit your people. Visit your people. Tonight, visit your people. Give us a touch. A touch. Kabarada bashataya. A touch. A touch. A touch. Come bread upon us, bread of God. Come sing, just become bread upon us, Spirit of the Lord. As we lift our hands in surrender to your name, Most High, we're yielding to your Spirit, and we are walking in your love, Jesus. I adore. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore your holy name. Come bread upon us, bread above, bread upon us, Spirit of the Lord. As I lift my hands in surrender to your name, Most High, I'm yielding to your Spirit, and I am walking in your love, Jesus. Everybody, can you just inspire to the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. and let me love what you love. Oh dear Lord, that is how you design this life to be. Help me, Lord, to live like I ought to live. Let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. Let me love what you love, oh dear Lord. That is how you designed this life to be. Help me, Lord, to live like I ought to live. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no life that is separate from your life. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no will that is separate from your will. To be lost in you is my desire. To be loved for you is all I want. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no will that is separate from your will. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no choice that is separate from. To be lost in you is my desire. To be lost in you is all life.
Are they ready outside?
Oh, I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours, my Lord, and for all eternity.
One more time, come on, declare to him.
I have just one life to live.
Oh,
I am yours, O Lord, and for all eternity. One more time, say.
First Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 6. Let's take 4 verses as I begin the teaching tonight. If you were here yesterday, say amen.
Amen.
And if you are not here, there are a lot of things I don't know how you will now do, but please get the message of yesterday before leaving today. I hope it's ready. Then listen to it, because it's almost like a continuation from where we stopped yesterday. Is that fine? I still know, at least I don't teach hard things, so you should be able to cope even if you were not here yesterday. Hallelujah. Can we begin now? The Bible says, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. So the first thing you have to realize that there is a wisdom of this world. There is a wisdom that is resident in our world. So when you see people behaving in strange ways, craftiness, you should know where they got it from. He said the wisdom is of this world. And then he said, no, the princes, the wisdom of the prince of this world that come to naught. So the prince of this world, that's the devil, he too has his dimension of wisdom. And he said that wisdom comes to naught. And I will show you how the Lord himself mesmerized the wisdom of the enemy, Satan. Hallelujah. And then next verse. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Although it's a wisdom, we still hide it in mysteries. Hallelujah. He said, even the hidden wisdom. Everybody said the hidden wisdom. Maybe I will title the teaching the hidden wisdom this night. The hidden wisdom which God ordained when? Before the world, unto our glory. This is amazing. Now watch this. He said, this wisdom is hidden, and the Lord hid it for a reason, so that whoever can find it out becomes a man of glory. Remember, the Bible says it is the glory of the Lord to hide a thing, to conceal it, right? And the honor of any man who can find it and search it out. And he said he hid that wisdom so that when believers are able to unravel that wisdom, to find it, then it becomes for the advantage. It becomes a thing of glory for them. Next verse. Which none of the prince. So the wisdom is talking about here. He said none of the prince of this world knew. Is that it? He said, for had they known it, if they had a glimpse. Yesterday I talked a little on this. If they had a glimpse of this dimension of wisdom we are talking about, the hidden wisdom, the Bible said they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they knew that killing Jesus was going to make certain things happen to your life, he said they wouldn't have killed him. So it was hidden for them. They knew not. They didn't understand. Let's read through 10. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us. How? By his spirit. Everybody said the Holy Spirit is my advantage. He said, for the spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me retreat back to Genesis and let's start from there again and run it through to Revelation. Is that fine? That's what we did yesterday. Can we do that again today? Lucifer rebelled against the Lord. And he didn't just rebel against God. There was something that led to that. There is something that pioneered his rebellion. Why Lucifer? He was not the only archangel. Hallelujah. He was not the only archangel. There were other archangels, Michael, Gabriel. In fact, even the archangels that were not written in scriptures, there are other archangels. But watch this. Why Lucifer? Why was he the one that rebelled against the Lord? Two reasons. Number one, because he was almost like next to the Godhead in ranking. Number one, he was next to the Godhead in ranking. After God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the next in ranking in the angelic order was the cherubims. And then among the cherubims, the Bible says he was the head of the cherubims. The Bible called him the anointed cherub. Is that it? The anointed cherub. So amidst the cherubims, he was in a class. So after the Godhead, the next in ranking you see is Lucifer. He was the one that occupied that position. So at some point he felt he's the only one that can be able to contend with God. Number two, why will he rebel? Because of the effect of his name. The word Lucifer means the light bearer. The word means the light bearer. Meaning he was the custodian of the revelations of God. It's like he was the one that was in charge of the libraries of light and revelation.
in heaven. Weird insight revelations were kept. He was the one in charge. Light bearer, the carrier of the mysteries of God. So he walked around the heavens, walked around the earth, the garden, the coals of fire. And then at some point he felt, what I know now about God is sufficient to make me become God. Do you understand what I'm teaching tonight? He was the carrier of the revelations, the things that God has ordained as mysteries. He was the one that kept them, the keeper of the mysteries of God. So it came to a point where he felt, everything about God, I know it. So I'm also in a position to become God. So the only thing I think I need to get from God to become like God. Listen, let me show you this. Lucifer didn't want to replace God. People think he wanted to replace God. That's not it. He wanted to create another throne to become like God. It's in your Bible. I will show you in a time. It's not like he wanted to replace God and displace God. No, sir. He wanted to be. The Bible says, I will ascend and build my throne. I will also put my throne in the side of the north where the throne of God is. This is what he's saying. So let's have two thrones there, however it's going to be. But all I want is that I want to take the likeness, that thing that is in God that makes him God, I will remove it from God. And I truly don't know how he planned to do that. Whether they plan to capture God and remove his nature. And watch this now. There is a possibility that the likeness of God can be transferred. Are you aware? That possibility exists. And that's why when he was about to make man, he said, let's make man how? In our image and what? And likeness. So there is a possibility that the likeness of God can be transferred. He had an understanding. Listen, how did he know that the likeness of God can be transferred? I just told you he was the light bearer. Is that it? So he knew that this possibility existed in the spirit. How that the likeness, that thing that makes God to be God, can be removed or can be extended or can be transferred to another entity. So he ascended and the plan was to remove that or become a partaker of that nature. Then become like God himself. Whether they have two thrones or not, he didn't care. But all he wanted is that he wanted to be like the Most High. He was called Lucifer, the light bearer, the custodian of revelations. So when he got to that point, he felt, I've gotten it all. So let's now lead the rebellion. He was a man of influence. Lucifer was very influential. The Bible tells us in Revelation that he led 1/3 of the angel to rebel against God. Is that true? 1/3. Do you know what that means? This hall now, I don't know how many people can be here, but let's say 200 or 300. If it's 300, 1/3 is how many? 100, is that it? So he was able to convince 100 angels out of 300. This is an example now. Before some of you leave here and say, Apostle told us God had 300 angels. Hallelujah. He was able to convince 100 in my example out of 300. Is that not influence? For you to be able to convince a people that are loyal to a person, convince 1/3. It means you have been able to walk amidst them with craftiness and subtlity. He convinced 1/3 and they now say, we are loyal to you. Even some of the massive angels, for instance, one of the angels that became Abaddon, Leviathan, the demon that is in charge of the waters, terrible demons. He was able to convert them from being massive and great angels to becoming demons. And how did he do that? He promised them, let's lead this rebellion. In case I win God, you will become an archangel. He promised them positions. You see what's happening today? Just like many of us stayed here, like position. Somebody will promise you, let's do this guy something and then I will give you something. That's what Lucifer did. If we're able to win God, you Leviathan, you become this. Abaddon, you become this. This and that, you become that. And the Bible says he was able to convince 1/3 because of their love for positions. However, there were angels who he went to convince and refused. Their loyalty was to a fault. Hallelujah. So when God saw this, I showed you that yesterday. He now decided to mesmerize the devil. He came down, formed man from dust, right? Let me show you that the makings of Lucifer was not with sand. Please give us that scripture, Ezekiel. Let's see a few things. Ezekiel 28 from verse 13. thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, and the beryl, the onyx. Look at the things that were used in making Lucifer. Jasper, sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and the gold, the workmanship of thy tabret and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Next verse. Thou art the anointed cherub. Let me talk to you about this. Many of you are wondering how he was able to get this influence. Are you not wondering? Look at this. The word anointed used here is not the normal word anointed or the anointing used in other places in scripture. The word used here is unique to him. The word anointed is minshak in Hebrew. And the word minshak means the anointing that spread like wildfire. Can you imagine that? The anointing, it was unique and peculiar to him. The anointing that spreads, the anointing that covers territory like wildfire. That's why a secular musician can release his song today. In 1 minute, it's everywhere. You wonder who gave them the anointing? Minshak. Because when he rebelled against God, the anointing was not taken from him. It was only corrupted. Are you aware? That's why till today, Satan is still powerful. He said, you were the anointed cherub that covered. And then I have said thee. So, thou was upon the holy mountains of God. And thou walk up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Let's read through 18. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. So anywhere you see fight, people, violence and aggressive, they got it here. And thou hast sinned, therefore I will cast thee as profane, and out of the mountains of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground, and I will lay thee before kings, and they shall behold it. Thou hast defiled thy tabernacles, and the multitude of thy iniquities. By the iniquity of thy traffic, therefore I will bring forth the fire, a fire from the midst of thee. Watch this. Hell was made from Lucifer. Huh? Hell that was created was removed from him. Remember the Bible says he walked on coals of fire. Is that it? He had a dimension of fire in him that could not allow the fire he walked upon to consume him. Because fire cannot consume fire. So what God did after his fall is that he removed the fire that is within him. And then prepared hell for him. This is how hell was prepared. Prepared hell for him. So that when he entered there. Do you know that hell was not prepared for man? Man is not wired to bear it. And demons can manage it. But not man. And that's not where you're going to. No, you are not going there. So this is how Lucifer was made. The artistry of his making. So God now came and made dust. And gave his likeness to dust. And then when man fell, let me just run through the story now because we did that yesterday. When man fell, watch this. God came down. Genesis 3, give us from verse 14. Everybody say the hidden wisdom. Say it again, the hidden wisdom. Genesis 3 from verse 8 to 15 rather, sorry. Let's read through, but I have something I want to pick here. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Next verse. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked. And I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Verse 14. And the Lord God said unto serpent, because thou hast done this, watch this now. Thou art cursed above all the cattle and above all the beasts of the field. And upon thy belly shalt thou go. And then watch this place. He said, and thou shalt eat. Right? And thou shalt. Sorry. And thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And question, where was man made from? So by revelation, I told you that Lucifer was a light bearer. By interpretation, what was God referring to? Man. Even if that's not what God meant, now man was meant from dust. And God is saying, from today you will eat of the dust. So man was becoming a victim. Man was becoming like a prey to the enemy, to Satan. Anywhere he sees man, he believes that's his food, legally. Anywhere he sees a human being, he believes legally, this is my food, I should feed on him. Hallelujah. So, how do I now get Adam? Then God looked at Adam and did a send forth for him, where I showed you yesterday. God brought him out of the garden. And then Lucifer was excited. Now, finally, I will feed on man. I will make him become my slave. I will make him become a servant all through his life. But look at the confusion that happened. Verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Keep that scripture there. No, verse 15. I will put enmity between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head. That statement was a coded language. Somebody say hidden wisdom. As soon as God made that statement, Satan was confused. He didn't know what that meant. What is God saying that the seed of the woman? What is he referring to? I thought this has come to an end. Hence, man has rebelled. He has sent him out of the garden. I should pray on him. Why is he now bringing another thing? I don't understand. What is the seed of the woman? And for 4,000 years, Satan tried to understand this statement. He did not understand it. How many years? 4,000 years. From Genesis, the fall of man, to Abraham, 2,000 years. From Abraham to Malachi, 2,000 years. Satan went around trying to find the meaning of this word, the seed of the woman. And he tried to kill everybody, kill Abel, kill everybody he found, trying to find the seed of the woman. And unfortunately, that was not the seed. The hidden wisdom. I'm trying to show you how God placed things in coals just to be able to redeem you. The seed of the woman. Where would I be if you left me, God? Where would I be if you left me, God? Where would I be if you left? Two more times, say, where would I be? Hey, hey, where would I be? Hey, where would I be if you left me? And watch this. Satan didn't also know that it was a hidden wisdom sending man out of the garden. Are you aware? As soon as man left the garden, he was happy. Let's deal with him. He didn't know that it was also hidden wisdom. God was preparing to redeem man, like I showed you yesterday. And he wanted him not to partake of the tree of life again in his fallen state. So God brought him out. Satan didn't know. He thought it was an opportunity to enslave man. Of course, he did for a while. But then there was that hidden wisdom working gradually. Until Jesus appeared. Let me show you. Many of you think Satan knows everything about your life. He doesn't know everything. Are you aware? There are things about your life, until you say it, he doesn't know. He's as ignorant as your neighbor. Yeah. Even when Angel Gabriel came and said, Mary, you are favored, you are going to have a child, Satan didn't still know. Why? Because when God asked him, boy, where have you been? He said, I'm going to... And so I believe when the angel brought the message to Mary, he was not even around that country. He was not around. Coded, hidden wisdom. Hidden wisdom. And so Mary conceived. Now she's pregnant, walking around. He doesn't even know at all that this baby has nothing to do with a man. At least somehow the woman was already exposed to a man, right? She was supposed to get married to Joseph. So he thought Joseph had done something wrong. He said, Joseph, so you did something. I am now, continue your life. He didn't know. Joseph now planned to take her away, and then the angel appeared to him in the vision. He said, no, hold on. Satan is not around this environment. See, if you put this woman away, you are in trouble. Just keep her quietly. Hidden wisdom. Until the child was born, Satan didn't still know hidden wisdom. Then the wise men came and said, all right, the king has been born. Then Satan said, a king? Where? Where? Let's kill him. Go and worship him. Come back with the story and tell me where he is. So Satan didn't even know the house. Coded. Let me tell you something. Your God is too smart for you to be dull. No, I bring you a word. Your God is too smart for you to be dull. No way. No way. No way. After they left without getting back to Herod, the Bible said he was angry. Then look at what he did. He killed children from 2 years down, 2 years old down, in an attempt to look for Jesus, unknown to Satan again that Jesus has escaped. And to tell you how stupid he is, watch this now. For 30 years after killing all the children, he relaxed thinking Jesus was dead. How many years? 30 years later, God said, this guy is too stupid. Let's announce it now. Now behold my son, in whom I'm well pleased. Let's now announce it. This guy, stop messing around. This is now my son. I've been hiding it and playing this thing in court. Let's just help you. This is now my son. Are you not wondering why as soon as God announced my son, Satan said, so he didn't die? I killed everybody thinking he was dead. All right, let's tempt him. He now brought temptation. Why didn't he tempt him before 30? Because he didn't know he was still alive. He believed and he was convinced within himself that he killed him 30 years back. Now he's surprised. God is speaking from heaven and saying, now behold my son. He's wondering, what's this? Hidden wisdom. Hidden wisdom. As soon as God announced, he came with temptation. And watch this. Why did he tempt Jesus? He said, bow down, worship me, and all of those things. How many of you know that the scripture said Jesus was an express image of God? Is that true? He told him, turn this stone to bread. If Jesus had responded in turning that stone to bread, he would say, you say you are God. Why am I commanding you? You say you are God. Should I tell you what to do? I've always told you I needed that position. You are not qualified to be there. No, he was looking for something. And then Jesus said, no, not like that. You tempted Adam. Why are you unwise? You made Adam fall by food. You are bringing food to me again. I'm the second Adam. If the first one fell by food, you should be dull to think I would fall again by food. At least I should have learned that one. He said, man shall not live by bread alone. Then he said, bow down, worship me, and I will give you these keys of the kingdom. Jesus didn't argue to say, okay, the keys are not with you. He knew that the keys were with him. But the problem is that Satan knew Jesus was coming for the key, but didn't know how he was going to get the key. No, he didn't know how Jesus was going to get the key. It was still a hidden, I'm getting there very soon. It was still a hidden code playing out. He didn't know. He knew this guy came for the key. But how do you plan to get it? All right, worship me now. And watch this. If he had bowed down to worship, Satan would have just stood there and looked up and said, Father, look at you. You said in your word that this guy is your express image. So if he's bowing down, it's equal to you bowing down to me. Is that not? As soon as Jesus overcame that temptation, watch this. He now entered a man called Judas. He said, Judas, what do we do? Let's sell this guy. I tempted him, he didn't fall. So let's kill him. And Judas was a crook. I don't know which language like money like that. If it's your language, I'm sorry. I didn't call anything. Hallelujah. The Bible says Satan, he went to the Pharisee himself and said, see guys, I know you've been wanting to buy this guy. How much? They bargained. I'm sure the guys would have said, okay, 20 pounds silver. He said, which kind? 20 silver. Do you know this guy? Do you know the last miracle he did? Rose the dead. Add something. Serious bargain. Add something. What are you talking about? He rose the dead. Cripple walked. 20 silver. No. If you keep him in your house, do you know nobody will die again? Add something. They bargain 25 pounds until he became 30. He says, see, I'm just leaving it because of you. 30. Fine now. And you will pay before assignment is over. But somehow I felt Judas wanted to play smart. Because remember, there were many times they came to apprehend Jesus. And he would quietly sneak away. He was aware. They want to lay hand on Jesus, will quietly escape. So Judas thought after he had sold Jesus and Jesus quietly sneak out, when they meet again, he said, well, you see how far? He said,
in the morning now. Yeah, I know you're a sharp guy. We'll be selling you like this and making money. We'll be selling you like this and making money. We'll never run dry. When they come next time, 40 silver. Is that not? Let's just be selling you. You escape, we'll sell you. Hallelujah. Finally, Jesus is sold. Satan doesn't even know that killing Jesus was part of the plan. No, he doesn't know that killing Jesus is part of the hidden wisdom. So he said, all right, let's kill him. And listen, how many of you know that when Jesus died, Satan didn't know where he was going to? He didn't know that Jesus was going to meet him in hell. He didn't know. So now they bargain. Jesus is killed. And remember, Jesus died, like I told you yesterday, he died before he lived. Is that it? Revelation 13, please give it to us, verse 8. Hidden wisdom. The wisdom of the Spirit. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose name are not written in the book of life of the Lamb that was slain from where? From the foundation of the world. So Jesus died, and his coming was to fulfill this. He truly was coming to die. But Satan didn't know. It was also a coded thing, a hidden thing. So he now was the one that facilitated the death of Jesus. Entered Judas, from Judas, gathered guys, ganged up against Jesus, killed him. And he's excited. And watch this. The thief on the cross told Jesus, please remember me when you get to your kingdom. I'm sure that statement, Satan was quietly watching. He said, hey. So when he dies now, he's going back to the kingdom. I think that's fine. A thief was even the one teaching Satan what to know. He didn't know where Jesus was going to. So now he's surprised that as soon as Jesus died, Jesus appeared in hell and said, where are the keys? He said, when you died, why will you come here? You are a righteous person. You are not supposed to come to hell. He said, no, while I died on the cross, I died as sin. I died as sin. And when a man dies as a sin or a sinner, where does he go to? Hell. And watch this. Do you know that while Jesus died, you were in him? No, are you aware you were in him? Now, watch this. I told you earlier that Satan preys on people. Because of that word in Genesis, you will eat of the dust of the ground. The only thing that exempts you is when you are born again. 1 Corinthians, give it to us. 2 Corinthians, rather, 5:17. Lord, help us. Let's run and just finish this tonight. Oh, Rabba Shatekete Kabaladabaya. Are you there? Therefore, if any man be who and where? Not on Christ, not at Christ, not by Christ. If anyone be in Christ, the Bible says he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let's read through to 21. And all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given us to the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, that ye be reconciled to God. 21, our place of interest. He said, for he had made him to be sin for us, who knew not sin, that we might become what? The righteousness of God in Christ, that we might become. So while he became sin, we were in him as sinners. Remember the mystery of the cup I showed you yesterday? All of us were in him as sin or as sinners. So we died in him, buried in him, resurrected in him. Even when he got the keys, we were in him. All of these things Satan didn't know until he came out. And then when that man, I'm sure what must have opened the eyes of Satan was the man that died on the cross. How many of you know that he was the first to benefit from the death of Christ? The thief on the cross. I'm sure Satan would have been expecting that when this man died now, he should come to hell. And then the man died, he has changed direction, he's going to paradise. And he's wondering, where are you going to? He said, the man you killed, his blood has washed me already. This is why he came. That I might be a new man. If any man be in Christ, He's a new creature. You no longer have a grip over my life. Hallelujah. It's called the hidden wisdom. God played it well until something started happening to you. And let me show you seven things that his death came to do, revealing this hidden wisdom. Oh Lord, thank you.
He never leaves me. He said that he won't forsake me. He walked beside me, and that is all that matters. The sun won't smite me, and the moon it will not hurt me. You walk beside me. The Lord is my anchor. You are. You are. You are keeping God. You are
covenant keeping God.
Now, what is the hidden wisdom? What were the things Satan didn't know? Number one, he never knew that there was a plan B to redeem man in case he falls. He never knew. So while he made Adam fall, he never knew that there was a plan B hidden somewhere. God had a plan that later he was going to redeem man. He was not aware. Had he known, he wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. Had he known this, he wouldn't have killed Jesus. There was a plan before man was created. And let me show you why. If God had created man without a plan B, watch what would have happened. Hope you know what Satan was looking for is what God gave man. Is that true? We established that yesterday. What do you think Satan would have done to God? After carrying the most expensive thing he treasured, giving to man, and man has fallen, what do you think he would have done? Let me show you what he would have done. He would have come to God and said, Lord, you see, no, do you understand? Some of you do those things. You just look at, you say, you see it now? You give it to me, you refuse. You gave it to him. Look at what he has done. He has mocked you. You see it? So God knew that man is made of flesh and blood. And that's why there are many times, many of you will have plans to do something serious. Many of you will even make commitment and vows to the Lord. Lord, 15 days dry. If I don't finish, kill me. And God is looking at you. You will break on the third day evening. And what you even use to break is not even food, it's garri, because it looks like you want to die. You just drink it and then recover and then say, all right, let's cook the real food now. And then God will now say, according to your statement, I think I should kill you now. But God knows already that you are made of flesh and blood. He knows that you have weaknesses. So when he makes us serious, he's just looking at you and saying, all right, I'm watching. So many times you can default and God is just watching and saying, you are growing up. You see it? So he knew that man had the tendency to fall. And so he created a plan B. In case man falls, let Satan not come and mock us. Let's have a way of redeeming him back. And Satan didn't know that. Number two, he didn't also know that killing Jesus was not the best idea for him until the keys were returned to man. He didn't know that killing Jesus was not the best idea. For had he known, I showed you yesterday, he would have carried people to guide Jesus around. Even if Jesus says it's time for me to die, he would say, die for what? You are not dying. No, you can't die. You want to die? That won't happen. Please guide him. All the demons, leave me. Me, I'm fine. Guide him. He can't die. Even if Jesus wants to take poison, he said, poison. All the poison seller, you're not selling. He can't die. He can't. For had they known that killing Jesus was going to lead to this, the redemption of man and the restoration of the keys, they wouldn't have killed him. That was the hidden wisdom. Hallelujah. Number three, he honestly didn't think Jesus was going to hell after death. He honestly didn't think that when Jesus died, he's going to appear in hell. No. He was surprised seeing him there. very surprised, and I will show you from scriptures. Please give us Colossians. Colossians 1. Let's start, let's say from verse 12 or 13. Sorry, 2. 2. Colossians 2. Buried with him in baptism. You see it now, so you were him. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen. I am risen with him. Through the faith of the oppressions of God, who had raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting and the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it away, nailing it to his cross. Now verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, and made a show of them openly. These guys, something happened they were not expecting. This is what happened when God arrived at where Satan was sitting. He arrived there, and the Bible says he made an open disgrace of Satan. When he collected the keys, every demon was watching. They were around. The Bible said, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. He collected it in their presence. They were surprised seeing him in hell. They never knew that his death was going to lead him to hell. No. Hallelujah. And what's this? Hope you know that when people die and enter hell, they don't come back. Are you aware of that? No. When a man is dead, if you ever see prayer offered and the dead body dragged back to life, he had not entered yet. If he was going to hell, he had not entered yet. If it's heaven, he actually can come back. But when a man enters hell, and that's why they were surprised that he entered and was able to come out. It was not normal for a man to die, get into hell, and come out of hell. That's why the gate of hell had to question him. Who are you? We've never seen it in such fashion before. Also the hidden wisdom. Hallelujah. Number what now? Number 4. He never knew that the death of one man had the ability to redeem all man. Or the entire human race back to God. He never knew that the death of one man had the ability to redeem the entire human race. Never knew. If he knew that by the death of Jesus, all of us were going to be born again, he wouldn't have killed him. Is that it? He wouldn't have. It was also the hidden wisdom. And not just redeeming man, but it had the ability to make Christ live inside of us. Colossians 1, 26 and 27. It had the ability of making Christ reside in your inside. Let's see it now from scripture. Even the mystery, you see the word mystery again, hidden wisdom, which had been hid from ages and from generation, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. And brothers and sisters, what is the mystery? Everybody read. Which is that Christ in us, the hope of what? You see it? Satan didn't know that by the death of Jesus, man will have the ability to host Christ, to carry Christ. He said this mystery was also hidden for ages. For ages, nobody knew this was a possibility. So not just redeeming you, but then living in you. Hallelujah. Living in you, carrying his glory around. Like the songwriter, I carry his presence everywhere. Who am I? Your mind is so full of me. Mortal. Oh. Who am I? Your mind is so full of me. Yeah. Your mind is so full of me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mortal, awesome God. Mortal, I carry your presence everywhere.
Who am I? Your mind is so full of me.
He met Jesus going through tough times. And likewise, for you, let me tell you one now that pertains to you. He's not aware that each time he allows you to go through hard time, what he's doing is that he's preparing a greater glory for you. He's not aware that when he makes you go through hard time, he's only directing your path towards glory. He met Jesus went through hell. But at the end of it, look at what God said. He said he has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above all names. That at the mention of that name, every knee, and so for you, there are many of you around here today, maybe outside or inside, and then you are so troubled by the things you are going through. I brought a word for you this night. That the things you are going through didn't come to kill you. The things you are going through cannot kill you. They don't have the ability to kill you. Everything you are going through now is preparing you for glory. Believe me. Everything you are suffering now, and watch this, the higher the affliction, the greater the glory. If your own looks like it's killing you, don't worry. The glory will swallow you up. No, that's the implication. You don't need to kill yourself. Just look at Satan and say, do your worst, because when my worst come, you won't be happy. Do it now. Do it now. Let me show you two scriptures. Romans 8 verse 18. He said, for I reckon, I understand. I come to terms with this fact that the sufferings of now, the afflictions of now are not worthy. It's not something you should compare to the glory that shall be revealed in you. So you are going through affliction. That's what he did to Jesus. But look at the life of Jesus. After he went through shame, he ended in glory. And watch this. Affliction are usually the pathway to glory. Never run away when God is taking you through process. Never run away when you are going through this school of affliction. Every man that intends to be great must go through something similar. The affliction that makes great people. When you go through them, they are preparing you for glory. They are. They are. And 2 Corinthians 4. Let's see from verse 16. Let me show you a powerful scripture again. Then I will show you one more thing Satan was not aware of, and then we'll pray from there. Watch this. For which cause we faint not. Tell your neighbor, I won't faint. Say it, no matter what I go through, I won't faint. I won't give up. I won't quit. And look at me, if I catch you quitting, you just confess it now. If I catch you quitting, no matter how tough, he said, for this cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, that it might look like he's killing your flesh, the shame might be so much that you don't want to look at your neighbors in the face. They on their generator, you are sweating in heat. When you come out, you go inside again. Don't worry. He said, our outward man might feel it. He said, but the inward man is renewed. When they look at you and you are feeling ashamed in the outside, when you go back to your room, the Holy Ghost encourages you again. The inward man is renewed. The inward man. For many of you, it's possible you came in here discouraged, but by this word already you are smiling. The inward man is renewed. This is not the end. This is just the process. Your process can never be your destination. Never. Never. I don't faint. I can't faint. I can't. Next verse. It might be hard, but no way. For our light affliction, our small affliction. Look at the Bible is calling what you are going through now light. You are the one making it look too serious. And you see, many of you, when you are explaining your predicament to people, you say, please sit down, brother. Sit down, sit down. You need to hear this thing. Sit down. He said, no, just say it while standing. He said, eh? Do you know what I'm about to say? Sit down. When he slapped me that day. Then you look at him and say, you're not crying. You know, many of you can want people to sympathize with you. He said, all you are going through now, all sum it up together. What name did he give to it? Small, light affliction. Light. Because already, listen, he's not comparing it with your pain, he's comparing it with your glory. So putting it side by side with your glory, he's calling it a light affliction. And he said, that affliction is even for a moment.
It's not forever. It's for a moment. I know you don't have clothes. It's just for a while. I know you don't have a job. He said it's just for a while. I know money is not flowing like it should flow. It's just for a while. And he said that affliction is even working for your good. Can you see it? That affliction is working within you. And what is he working to bring out? An eternal weight of glory. Remember our scripture last week Sunday? Was it last week Sunday? He said, though you were forsaken, right? And then hated. He said, I will make you an eternal excellency. Look at what is happening. I will make you an eternal excellency. And he said, the joy of many generations. So when you go through affliction, he said, don't worry. That affliction is building something in you. Listen, if you go through hard times and don't become wiser, you won't be wise again. Believe what I'm telling you. For many of you, God allow you to go through something so that you can wake up. Wake up! God is not dull. You can't be dull. Wake up. So when you go through it, come out smart, wise. Then whatever he give you, he can be sure you will maintain it and handle it. Because there are many people who have been blessed and can never account for the blessing after a while. Counseled and prayed with a man 2 weeks back here. He said, some months back, I can count 6 million in my account. Right now, I can't get 10,000. May you not come to that point. I'm showing you how that there is a possibility a man can rise and come down. So at times, he allows you to go through pain. And the pain makes you become very strategic and wise. Strategic and wise. So he said, when you go through affliction, they are working in your inside. You might not see exactly what's happening, but something is building in your inside. You are becoming stronger. For many of you, the things that made you cry last year cannot make you cry now. Capacity has been increased. You are now built. Yeah. Last year, somebody can look at you and say, you are too dark. Then you say, really? Too dark? Then you say, all right, I'm coming. You go to your room and cry for 2 hours. Now somebody will tell you, I'm too dark. Then you say, that's the image of the Christ. Ah, yeah. Yeah. If you want to know how Christ looks and how God looks, you don't need to go to heaven. Look at me. Look at me. You are building capacity. And listen, because every man who is great still go through pain. The pain might not be the pain of poverty, but the pain of persecutions. Because poor people don't like wealthy people. They don't. That's where God is taking you. Let's read 2 more verses there. Media, can we have it? The remaining 2 verses. You see, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working in you. Is working in you. Next verse, verse 18. I think that's even the last. He said, why we look not at the things which are seen? So never judge your life by the things that are happening around you. We don't look at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. I don't have money, it's temporal, right? I'm not married, it's temporal, right? I don't have a house too, it's temporal, is that it? I'm not yet admitted in school, it's still what? My rent has expired, is what? I don't have school fees to pay, is what? My friends mocked me, is what? It's temporal. Everything happening around your outside is temporal. Temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. They are. I carry the substance in my inside. They are eternal. So Satan is also not aware that making you go through hard time is making you pass through to your glory. Working towards your glory. Let me show you one more thing Satan didn't know. And then we pray. Do you know, watch this, that while Jesus was on the cross, there was a soldier that went and pierced his side? Are you aware? When they pierced his side, water came out. Is that true? And then blood came out. Blood signifying your redemption. And then the water was prophetic for the outpouring of the Spirit. I've shown you this before. It was prophetic for the coming of the Spirit. Satan didn't know. And then Jesus told him, say, wait a minute. Let's wrap up this equation and mesmerize this guy called the devil. Let's wrap it up. After he has finished everything, he told them, don't go out yet. Go and wait for me somewhere because there is something that still needs to happen. I must make you carry something that can make Satan become confused. When Jesus was ascended, the Bible said they were waiting for 10 days. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, If Satan knew that the piercing of the side of Jesus was prophetic to the outpouring of the Spirit, he would have told that soldier, don't pierce his side. Let's just manage the affliction he has created now. Let's not complicate issues for ourselves. He didn't know. So the soldier went and just pierced the side, and God said, finally, it's done. The Holy Ghost will return back to the earth. Because the Holy Ghost left the earth in Genesis. Are you aware of that? And then they were looking for a way to return him back to the earth. And then that was a prophetic thing that must be fulfilled to ensure his coming back. And then as soon as they pierced his side, God said, it's fulfilled. So Jesus is about to ascend to heaven. He told them, wait. Until that Holy Ghost is come upon you. And the Bible says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were sitting together in one accord, having fellowship. And there appeared on top of them as cloven tongues of fire. And guess what happened next? The Bible said they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to what? And watch this. The Bible said, he that speaks in tongues speaketh to God. He communicates mysteries. So till now, there is something called the hidden wisdom. Till now, there is something Satan don't understand. I will show you. Each time you start speaking in tongues, you confuse him again. His confusion has not ended till rapture happens. Are you aware? No, I'm showing you something. His confusion has not ended. That's why I want to believe. That's why God just filled some people with the Holy Ghost now to pray in tongues before the teaching began. Because it's your advantage. Each time you come and you start, Bashate Kabaya, Satan will say, please speak English. What are you talking about? Now me, I'm confused. I don't know what you are saying. Don't stop. Because that's your advantage over him. Kabate Kayaka. Each time you pray in tongues, you mesmerize and confuse him. Because whoever speaks in tongues doesn't speak to men again. Speaking in tongues makes you leave the realm of humanity and enter into a realm of divinity. Naturally. And so I can be on the street when Satan is planning something. I say, what are you planning? I'm rearranging the equation before I get here. There is a job that is for you, and he's already planning all kinds of things. This is why, listen, the Bible says you should pray without ceasing. Huh? And it's not just talking English. If you pray in English without ceasing, you will soon run out of vocabulary. Is that true? Your English will soon finish. So if you say pray without ceasing, what you are saying, my brother, each time you want to pray without ceasing, leave this realm, enter the other realm. You are not a normal person. Listen, you have a dual kind of existence. You can choose to exist here and you can choose to live here for 2 days. For 2 days, you are not in this realm. You are just Edaba Shahateya. You are just communing in this dimension. Listen, these things might be foolishness to natural people, but to you that understand spiritual language, this is the wisdom, the hidden wisdom. The hidden wisdom. The hidden wisdom. Wherever you are, can you just speak in tongues for 2 minutes? No, I want you to confuse him. All around this environment, confuse and mesmerize him for 2 minutes. Let's leave this realm. 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 Shift from this realm to another dimension. Kenda la baraba shade tana la gama. Shina na ndeke ato rata. Helada da dosha. How be it in the spirit? He speaketh mysteries. How be it in the spirit? He speaketh mysteries. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. How be it in the spirit? He speaketh mysteries. He communicates mysteries, the hidden wisdom. The hidden wisdom. Come on outside and show you are participating. Hey, la dosa.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he makes you go through hard time, listen. Let him understand what is making happen around is not even affecting you. When you are going through hard time, don't should be the moment you pray more in tongues. Ekaba lateka, herazozo beketia, ebrande kete keta, elamande keta. What's this? There are some of you that are going through all kinds of things. It could be an addiction. It could be a problem. Satan can make you fall. When you bounce back, go back to praying in tongues. I still belong to that gene. I still belong to that lineage. Shade debe keta balatika. Rababa shate. Helaba rosso pekatia. Jambarate kete kete. Hallelujah. You wake up at night. You are weak in your body. Tell yourself, no problem. I want to sleep. But for the next 7 minutes, let me cause some confusion in the atmosphere. For the next 7 minutes, I will sleep. For 7 minutes, it's your advantage. It's your advantage. It's your advantage. Hallelujah. Watch this. I know discouraging moments will come, but I'm showing you a way. When Satan is thinking you should cry, don't cry. You have cried for too long. Many of you have been crying for the past 2-3 years. What are you doing to yourself? Instead of crying, just sing in tongues. Watch this. You might be crying, but be praying in tongues. He will not understand is the pain. You might be crying, but shada da da ka, with tears in your eyes. Ena ma la ba sha, era da ke na ma shona ena ta ya de, ena ta la sha. Era na lo shada de ya ka, era na lo shada de ya ka la da, ema lo shada de ya. Hallelujah. Now listen. Outside, I hope you are participating. Listen. Anybody that can't pray in tongues has been cheated. Do you know why Satan is fighting the ministry of tongues? He has convinced many people to believe speaking in tongues is not for everybody. You don't have to speak. Why do you think he's convincing people like that? Because he knows that if you know it, he's in trouble. So he has done havoc to people, telling them you must not pray in tongues. It's a gift, not everybody must have. Look at how your life is deprived. Look at how your life is backward because you don't pray in tongues. Listen, ladies, they might mock you. You might pray in tongues until your powder is clean, no problem. You are building something for tomorrow. It could be with tears in your eye, but no problem. I will stop praying in tongues. That is my heritage. It's my advantage. It is my heritage. It's my advantage. I can't leave my language. It's my culture. I can't leave it. Hallelujah. Listen, oh we'll soon pray. But listen. Listen. You have a language. Listen. And you cannot stop speaking your language. Huh? The day you got born again, the Bible said you were redeemed from your tribe and your tongue. In other words, you were delivered from your tribe. If you are a Yoruba person, the day you got born again, you were redeemed, delivered from being a Yoruba person. While you came into this kingdom, they now gave you a new language. If you speak Yoruba, it's just because of your family and the carnal people around. But in reality, your language now is Kedabayetaka, Elane Shata. That's now your supernatural language. You are a Zionite. Your language is not natural again. Listen. Satan is happy when you can't pray in tongues. He's excited because to him, you can't talk to your father in secret. What is this? No, you don't understand. Listen. To Satan, when you can't pray in tongues, is equal to the fact that you can't ask your father anything in secret. So each time you tell your father he needs coffee, he has heard. His coffee is English. If he says, I need more grace, he has heard. It's English. But when you go to your father, instead of speaking English, say, Father, can we speak our family language now? No, it's not time to speak any language. Let's speak our family language. Hallelujah. And watch this. We're going to pray. This is why I love Christ Embassy. Pastor Chris can be preaching and they are just blowing in tongues. That is the way they didn't do them. Listen, why wouldn't they be anointed as a ministry? You don't like them, but they keep growing. They are charismatic people. It's their language. It's not their life. You go to church and sit down quietly. Even when the word is touching you, you can't do anything. Don't you know that when you pray in tongues, you activate what you are hearing? Ah, don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? Hallelujah. Let me tell you this finally, I will pray. Even if we say the grace now, something has happened to you. No, But listen. Some years back, while I lay hands on our father's messages, Apostle Salman, I will lie down for like 4 hours. The thing is playing and I'm just Hedavaka, Edekesha, Elamasha. You wonder why my life is like this. That was where it started from. I will listen for hours. The word is entering. I'm activating it in tongues. Why wouldn't I be like this? You look at me and you're surprised. This is it. No, this is it. Let me show you one more mystery. Listen. I know you can be tired in your flesh, but not too tired to mumble in tongues. Not too tired to confuse him. When going home today, when going home this night, some of you will get back home. You are not even strong to walk around and pray in tongues and you are shouting. No problem. Quietly sit down by one chair, cross your leg. In my comfort zone, let me confuse him a little. It's your heritage. It's your heritage. The Bible said they pierced him by the side, unknown to them that a gift was coming to you. Nobody in the Old Testament ever spoke in tongues. Nobody. It was reserved for you. And now you have it. Listen, I'm going to give you the next 3 minutes. I don't know how you will do it, but you will pray in tongues. You will bring out some depth in your inside. Let deep call on to deep tonight. Let deep call on to deep tonight. Don't be quiet. Inside and outside. You are building a future for yourself. All the guys, don't be troubled. You are preparing your destiny for yourself. We're going to pray one more prayer and I will speak over your lives. Listen. One time I heard our father, Papa Selman, said, any church that don't pray in tongues have more problems. And brother, it is true. You don't pray in tongues, you have more problems than any other person. More problems. Ay. Shabalatekaya. You are going to pray one more minute. Oh Lord, let the cloven tongues of fire come on me, like it came on the apostles. A fresh fire, inside and outside. A fresh fire, a fresh baptism of fire. Can you lift your voice and pray for 2 minutes? A fresh fire. I receive a fresh fire tonight. I receive a fresh fire tonight. I receive a fresh fire. Help me, please. Help me. Rabababashata. Whatever the enemy has held, can you release it now in tongues? Whatever the enemy took from you, can you recover it now in the spirit? Pray in tongues. Whatever the enemy took from your family, in your health, in your finances, can you recover it in tongues? Recover it in the spirit. Moment, lift your hands. I want to make declarations, but before then, the fire of God is falling on individuals inside and outside. There is an impartation of fresh fire. Just help them. There is an impartation of fresh fire all around, from inside and outside. At the count of three, you will shout Jesus. There is a baptism of fire. That is an impartation of fire. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Can you shout Jesus? Receive it now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Outside, take it. Inside, take it. Receive it. A baptism of fire. A baptism of fire. A baptism of fire. One more moment. The most interesting part to me is the area of the declaration. The Lord asked me to do that. But before that, lift your hands wherever you are. You desire a fresh fire. Please, at the count of three, shout Jesus from the depth of your heart. He said, when he is come, he will baptize you, talking about Jesus, with the Holy Ghost and with fire. 1. At the count of three, you shout Jesus. 2. Let the fire fall. Lord, let the heavens be open. Let it fall upon your life. Let there be a change. Now, 3, shout Jesus. Take it now. Receive it. Inside and outside, receive it. An impartation of fire. An impartation of fire. An impartation of fire. Now listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now hold it for a moment. Hold it for a moment. I want to speak over your lives. Precious Spirit of God. All over this house. Precious Spirit of God. Balamano Shataya. Can you lift your hands one more moment? Lift your hands. Lift your hands and just be still if you can. Lift your hands and just be still if you can. Lift your hands and be just still if you can. Precious Spirit of God, moving this crowd. Listen, I'm going to be calling cases, but I want to truly concentrate. Please don't be distracted. Please. If possible, just close your eyes. I will mention cases that have to do with you. And I need you to be a believer this night. Please. I need you to be a believer. This is the last day of this retreat. Just be still. As I call some of these cases, the hand of God will find the individuals. Believe it. I'm
speaking over families that people are owing them debt.
Oh, Jesus.
There are debts your family is due for. It's supposed to be released. As I talk now, the fire of God is coming on 2-3 people. Let there be a release. Help them. Just help them. Let there be a release. Just help them. And be concentrative. If it's not around you, just be still. Your word might come while people are falling. Just ensure you concentrate. I'm seeing 2-3 ladies that have faced disappointment in marriages. 2-3 ladies, disappointment in marriages. Let that affliction be swallowed up now. Now, the Holy Ghost is touching you wherever you are, whether within the hollow or the overflow. And I declare that your time has come. Your time has come. I speak under the influence of the anointing. Your time has come. I speak over people who are having challenges academically. The Holy Ghost is coming on your mind. You are not dull. You are not. You are not. You are not. There is a quickening coming upon your mind right now. Right now. Right now. Help that young man behind. Right now. I lift you from just being a third class student to a second class. Those from second class, 2-1. From 2-1, first class. In fact, I grad no third class, no second class in this place. I command that your mind is high. Right now, you have been weak, spiritually speaking. You're going to feel the fire of God on your legs and your hands. I don't know why this, but you've been weak, spiritually. You're going to feel the fire on your hands and your legs. I see a lot of people right now in this category. The hand of God is on them right now. Lord, find them out. It's an impartation of fresh fire. Help this lady. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Just help them. Fresh fire. Be strengthened, be revived, be empowered. Be empowered. Your family is going through all kinds of witchcraft operations. Demonic operations that is limiting people in careers, in ministry, in academics. It's a heavy witchcraft and occultic manipulation. As I speak now, by the anointing, help this young man. By the anointing, let the yoke be broken now. Let it break 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 now. By the mystery of the blood of Jesus, I activate your deliverance. I activate your deliverance. And I declare total emancipation. Total emancipation. Total emancipation. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever has limited you as an individual, you know it better than I do. I'm seeing people who are requesting for prayer for sickness. You came in sick and you're just wishing we don't forget this. We won't forget. The Lord just remind me now. Right now, I curse every affliction. I'm seeing a lady with this ulcer that has lasted for more than 1-3 years. The Lord is healing you right away. I declare every form of affliction with your body be healed now. Blood diseases be healed now. Heart condition be healed now. Bone condition be healed now. Partial deafness, deafness on one ear, on both ears be open right now. Problem with the eyes, short-sightedness. Let this thing I'm seeing as a scale be cleared off your eyes right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare and decree right now, let there be miracles of healing in various aspects of your life. And then in every area of your life that looks like there is barrenness, finance, spirituality, relationship, right now you don't have anybody that can help you. I mean the way you are now, there is nobody you can call in a hurry. I'm praying that may God restore fruitful associations to you. May God restore destiny helpers to your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now listen, I want you to ask God for 3 things you want Him to do for you. Quietly. One of it should be a spiritual thing. Don't be a very carnal person. One of it should be a spiritual thing. Then 2 can be finance, it can be family, it can be anything. But ask God for 3 things you want Him to do. This is Easter period. And then you will watch the wonder of the blood. Just talk to Him silently about these 3 things.
One of it of necessity must be a spiritual thing. Just, it should have been done by now. All right, just be still. Picture it coming. Now, it's no longer prayer. It's no longer prayer. Don't pray again. Picture it coming. Picture yourself receiving it. Picture yourself receiving it.
Jesus is here. And everything you need is here.
Just help them.
Jesus is here. And everything you need.
Those of you outside, concentrate. The hand of God is on people outside. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass.
Jesus is here. Everything you need is here.
I'll sing the song two more times.
Jesus. Everything I need is here.
The Lord is wiping your tears. Don't worry, you won't cry again.
Jesus is here.
You won't have to cry again. He's wiping your tears.
Everything I need is here.
Father, look at your precious people. We've been here for 2 days. Yesterday you showed us how that when you see the blood you will pass. And Jesus has paid it all already. This is Easter we are celebrating. I pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever you desire of the Lord as a spiritual virtue is yours. I feel the fire of God on my hand right now. On my left hand, I really don't know, but I know the Lord is touching. Yeah, help them. The Lord is touching some people already. It's a sign. Whatever you trust God for spiritually as a virtue is released right now. It's released right now. Is released right now. And then the other 2 things you desire of the Lord, whether finance, business, career, family, deliverance for your family, health issues, deliverance from all forms of yoke and addictions, I decree and declare now that the hand of the Lord reach you. Let it become a testimony. Let it be converted to a testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call it done. I call it done. I call it done. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Your family is going through so much. I bring you a word. Your time has come. Yes, I'm seeing a few people who have even fasted for your family for some particular issues. I release my faith right now. Join it with yours. And the faith you have in this resurrected Lord. I declare that a testimony has come for your family. Your time has come. And this is a word for some of you. The Lord is saying you will be the first He start blessing. You will be the first that will partake of that sign. It's going to happen to a lot of people actually, but He said He's going to start with you. Thank you, precious Spirit of God. Thank you. Thank you for wiping tears. Thank you for teaching us your word. Thank you for blessing us these days. May your name be honored forever. Can you just lift your hands and bless Him? Thank you. Say, Lord, thank you. Oh, I know something has happened to you. Say, Lord, thank you. 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 Blessed be your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Please, while everybody stand, you know you are not born again. While everybody remains standing, can you just lift your hands wherever you are? I want to pray for you. You are not born again. You want to rededicate your life to the Lord Jesus this evening, or you are giving him your heart afresh. You've heard the word of God. Whether you are outside or inside, can you lift your hand? I want to pray with you. God bless you. Bless you. You are dedicating your life to the Lord, or you are coming home afresh. You've not been born again, or you were born again but somehow you lost it. Lift your hand. I want to pray with you. God bless you. I can see some hands inside. I know there should be hands outside. All right, if you are lifting your hand, can you just come quickly? Please come. I want to pray for you. Come meet me right here. God bless you. Come, take a step forward. If you are coming from outside, please run. Double up your step. Run. We are waiting for you.
I have just one life to live, and it must.
God bless you. Coming from outside, please, thank you. God bless you. God bless
you.
God bless you. Before me, can you just say, dear Jesus, say it after me, dear Lord, I come to you this evening and I surrender. I give you my heart. Forgive me. Wash me with your blood. Today, I'm born again. Today, I rededicate my life to you. Lord, help me to stand. Empower me by your grace. Forward ever and backward never. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Can I pray with you, Father? Thank you for your sons and daughters for making this decision. I declare that the grip of sin be broken. Let yokes and addictions be broken. May the Lord empower you, keep you, and strengthen you. May you never remain the same again. No going back. The hand of the Lord establish you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Thank you guys for making this decision. And the Lord honor you. Please, you just go. Follow the lady going. They will direct you and attend to you outside. God bless you. God bless you. Your first time, you've not been here before, can we bless you before we leave? If this is your first time in family worship experience, please, whether you are outside or inside, run out quickly. Let's just bless you. We are behind time before we say the grace. Thank you. Do we have such people in this place tonight? Thank you for coming. Please come quickly. Let's bless you before we leave. Thank you. Please celebrate them as they come. God bless you, my brother. Bless you, my sister. What an honor having you. What an honor having you. What an honor having you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Lord bless you. If you are coming from outside, we're waiting for you. Please come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. This is family worship experience, and we want to believe you are blessed tonight. Thank you so much for coming. We want to pray for you and bless you, and your lives will not remain the same again. Hallelujah. Whatever is the desire in your heart, I'm joining my faith to pray with you, and let's trust God for testimonies. Amen. It will be our joy to have you again here. We meet every Sunday evening, and we'll be glad to keep having you. Hallelujah. Thank you, and God bless you. Father, thank you for your sons and daughters. Thank you for bringing them here. I pray, Lord, that tonight, let your grace be mighty on them. You brought them with your mighty hand. I pray that, Lord, equip and empower them for destiny. I declare that whatever the Lord has committed to your hands will not die. And I pray for you that the Lord will keep you alive to fulfill destiny. For being in this place today, for being in this house today. Let the Lord give you a testimony. Let everything that looked like a challenge become a miracle. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And amen. God bless you and thank you so much for coming. Please, you just go. Somebody will be right out there to direct you and attend to you. God bless you. Celebrate them. Celebrate them. Please attend to them quickly. God bless you. 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 Thank you for coming. We are honored to have you. Hallelujah.
We know that you have been blessed. You can follow us on our Facebook page at Family Worship Experience International, or contact us through our email, familyworshipexperienceaog@gmail.com, or through these numbers, 090-6368-2271, or 090-9491-8989. Remain blessed.